It's changed. Goblin and One Eye crept up behind me. Yuck, Goblin squeaked. It sure has. It seemed almost abandoned. A swamp now, with only the highest points of the Barrowland proper still identifiable. When last we visited, a horde of Imperials was clearing, repairing, studying with a relentless clatter and bustle. Near silence reigned. That bothered me more than the decayed state of the Barrowland. Slow, steady drizzle under deep gray skies. Cold, and no sound. The corduroy was completed here. We rolled forward. Not till we entered the town, buildings now for the most part paintless and dilapidated, did we see a soul. A voice called, "Halt and state your business." I stopped. "Where are you?" Toad Killer Dog, more than normally ambitious, loped to a derelict structure and sniffed. A grumbling guard stepped into the drizzle. "Here." "Oh, you startled me. Name is Candle, of Candle, Smith, Smith, Taylor and Sons. Traders." "Yeah? These others?" "Smith and Taylor, inside here. That's Tracker. He works for us. We're from Roses. We heard the road north was open again." "Now you know better," he chuckled. I learned that he was in a good humor because of the weather. It was a nice day for the Barrowland. "What's the procedure?" I asked. "Where do we put up?" "Blue Willie is the only place. They'll be glad for the custom. Get yourself settled. Report to headquarters by tomorrow." "Right. Where is the Blue Willie?" he told me. I snapped the traces. The wagon rolled. "Seem pretty lax," I said. "Where are you going to run?" One Eye countered. "They know we're here. There's only one way out. We don't play by their book. They stick the stopper in the bottle." The place did have that feel. It also had a feel that went with its weather. Down. Depressing. Smiles were scarce, and those mostly commercial. The hostler at Blue Willie didn't ask names, just payment up front. Other traders ignored us, though the fur trade traditionally is an ore monopoly. Next day, a few locals came around to examine our goods. I had loaded up with what I had heard would sell well, but we got few nibbles. Only the liquor drew any offers. I asked how to get in touch with the tribes. "You wait. They come when they come." That done, I went to guard headquarters. It was unchanged, though the surrounding compound seemed seedier. The first man I encountered was one I remembered. He was the one with whom I had to do business. "Candle's the name," I said, "of Candle, Smith, Smith, Taylor and Sons, out of Roses. Traders. I was told to report here." He looked at me oddly, like something way back was nagging him. He remembered something. I did not want him worrying it like a cavity in a tooth. He might come up with an answer. "Been some changes since I was here in the army."
"Going to the dogs," he grumbled. "The dogs. Worse every day. You think anybody cares? We're going to rot out here."
"How many in your party?"
4, and 1 dog."
"Wrong move." He scowled. No sense of humor.
"Names?"
"Candle, 1 Smith, Taylor, Tracker. He works for us.